the Public News Service Tuesday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. House Speaker Mike Johnson will try against the odds to muscle a Republican budget blueprint to passage this week, a step toward delivering President Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill with $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and $2 trillion in spending cuts over stiff opposition from Democrats and even some Republicans. That for the Associated Press. To report with almost no votes to spare and Johnson's bare-bones GOP majority, the Speaker is fighting on all fronts against Democrats, uneasy rank-and-file Republicans, and skeptical GOP senators as he works to keep the package on track. Votes set for Tuesday evening are in jeopardy and the outcome uncertain. And a new sponsorship program in Nevada is wanting to get more tribal citizens covered and protected from accumulating debt and uninsured medical care.
According to reporting from KFF Health News, while some tribes already participate in Nevada Health Link's program, they're wanting to get more on board. The initiative allows tribes to buy health insurance through the state's Affordable Care Act marketplace. Advocates such as Jim Roberts with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium contend the sponsorship model increases access to coverage by giving Native folks a chance to search for medical care outside the tribal care system.
I think sponsorship programs bring case management to that process to allow people to understand what their options are so that they can get enrolled. Left to their own devices, this is a segment of the population that might not traditionally enroll in Medicaid or in insurance program.
I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
This story based on original reporting by Jasmine Orzaca Rodriguez for KFF Health News. Next, Alice, families in Arkansas are anxious to see what happens to the child tax credit.
Families can claim the $2,000 credit on their taxes this year, but Congress could cut the benefit or let it expire. Alice families are asset limited, income constrained, and employed, which means they're working but struggle to make ends meet. Athea Townsend of Little Rock says when the credit was increased to $3,600 during the COVID-19 pandemic, it helped her care for her now 8-year-old son.
I was able to pay bills. I was able to have a peace of mind. And if he needed something, I was able to do it.
I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
And this story was based on original reporting by Wesley Brown for the Arkansas Delta Reformer. Next to Oregon, where 7 members of the state congressional delegation have signed a letter demanding protection for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Jajit Nagra with Oregon Consumer Justice says the CFB plays a key role in protecting Oregonians from deception and overcharges by banks and other financial institutions.
When you take away that enforcement mechanism, you're basically giving Wall Street the chance to say, oh, okay, now we can do more of whatever we want.
Trump closed the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau earlier this month. This is Public News Service. Many residents of southern Western Virginia say the water flowing out of their taps is brown and orange in color, and most continue to rely heavily on bottled water as a result.
Natalia Rudiak with the nonprofit Reimagine Appalachia says many residents drive miles to collect spring water or spend upwards of $100 a month on bottled water. She says Mountain State lawmakers are spending money distributed from the American Rescue Plan Act on other projects instead of addressing the issue.
So that funding, millions of dollars, has gone into upgrading a baseball field at a university. It has gone to an entertainment center. It has gone to an out-of-state university in Ohio.
According to recent investigative reporting by the Gazette Mail, the state's Water Development Authority has allowed more than $80 million of funds to be used for projects unrelated to water or sewage infrastructure. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
And a 1,086-acre property in Putnam County has been secured as part of the ongoing effort to protect the so-called O2O Wildlife Corridor. It's a critical pathway for Florida wildlife.
Located east of Gainesville and midway between Orlando and Jacksonville, the newly protected land will provide vital habitat for species such as the Florida black bear and help maintain the ecological connectivity essential for their survival. The O2O Initiative, a partnership of public agencies and private organizations, aims to conserve 100 miles of natural and working lands that form a crucial link in the Florida Wildlife Corridor. Lauren Day is Florida State Director for the Conservation Fund.
The Florida Wildlife Corridor is critical for so many reasons. It's protecting habitat for wide-ranging animals like Florida panther and Florida black bear, especially in the northern part of the state. Even more than that, it's really about protecting our water, our way of life. It's just a really exciting effort.
I'm Tramel Gomes.
Finally, Indiana lawmakers are working to improve kids' lives as the state's national ranking for child well-being has slipped.
The latest report shows Indiana has fallen from 24th to 27th among states for overall child well-being, with food insecurity emerging as a major concern. Tammy Silverman with Indiana Youth Institute calls results in the latest Indiana Kids Count data book from the Annie E. Casey Foundation mixed. Nearly 20% of kids lack consistent access to nutritious food, a figure worse than at the peak of the pandemic.
We 32nd in the country for the health of our children, and that's physical and mental health.
I'm Joe O'Leary, Public News Service.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platforms. Find our content and trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.